The day of Lag BaOmer, that's coming up in Yetzer Hashem this week, we find something very unique with this day. If being in Meron, those who were there, those who weren't there, should try to make it at least once in their life. You find such a special simcha from all different types of people. The very frum, erlich, Eden, and as well from those who seem to be very, very far. Many Eden, not even frum at all, come and have such a chizik, such an aliyah, and that day of Lag BaOmer, which whoever was there and saw it, just can't understand what's happening, what's going on. As well, there was once a Yishlaim Yid, a Tzildik Yid, that came to the Heilige Rishna. And he asked him, the Rishna asked him, tell me, what does it look like in Iran, on Lag BaOmer? Said this Yid, I'll tell you, Rebbe, inside the matter, by the tzion itself, it's Yom Kippur. The tefillahs that go on. The tears that are shed. The yeshuas that come about. Today it's almost impossible to get in. But those who get in know exactly what it means. It's for 24 hours of feeling of ne'ila on Yom Kippur. That's what it is. You take one step outside, it's Simchas Torah, it's Purim. The Simcha, the Freilichkeit that you see by any and every different type of Yid coming together, singing and dancing together, it's Loi Ma'al Mahodayin, something entirely L'mal M'dayach HaTeva. Let us understand a little bit to try to get a little bit of a feeling into what is going on in this day. What is happening? Why is this so special? The Yad is Divash, Maruch Siddush HaSeifer, says, Amoyre de Kalushin, the Lashon of the Yad is Divash is, V'roi l'chol ish hayure v'churit, Lasem aliva yoy mahu the day of Lag BaOmer the tshuva. Kizchus Rashbi mesayaya labu letaya. Talking about tshuva and Lag BaOmer, the zchus of Reb Shimon helps to be metaya yourself. Alashon of Chasam Sofer. Kihi yoyim lamed gimel BaOmer bebchines yoyim akipirim ki yedua. Yom Kippur. In the middle of the year, in the middle of the week, where does Yom Kippur come in over here? The Tar in Simen Tuf Chuf Ches brings down the Simanim of all the Yomim Tovim. And the Simen for Lag BaOmer is Peleg Chai. The same day that Purim comes out, Purim is the Pei. Peleg is Lamed Gimel Chai Yud Ches Iyar. The same day that Purim is, that's when Lag BaOmer is. What's the connection between the two? Here already we see what the Chasam Sofer said, as we know. Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. Chasam Sofer mentioned that on Lag BaOmer there's a Bechina of Yom Kippur. We understand that it has to do already with Purim, as Purim, Yom Kippur being Kippurim. Reb Shimon Bar Yochai in Masechet Sukkah, the Gemara brings down Aduv Noira. Reb Shimon himself said, Yochal ani liftes kol ha'olam kuloi. Midas Hadin. I could pater the whole entire world. Kol ha'olam kuloi imidas hadin. How? Why? Somebody did something wrong. Is imidas hadin? How do you pater them? He's able to give a president's pardon. How is he patering them in hadin? Rabbi Aaron, the Beis Aaron writes in his sefer, Rabbi Aaron Kalina, as well, Amoyde de Kalushin, Ma HaKudosh Baruch Hu Lakol, just like the Ribono Shel Olam, is a Ribono Shel Olam Lakol, for everybody, Ach Rashbi Lakol, so also as well, the Pshim Baruch Hu is a Pshimin for each and every Yid, the Af L'Pchusim. Even the lowest of the lowest, the Pshimin connects to him. Gemara in Brachis says, Kedai hu the Pshimin lismach ula b'shas ha-tchak. The Svar say, even though the Gemara is talking about a certain halacha, Reb Shimon said, but as well it means when a person is in a shas hadchak, when he's in a difficult situation, kedai Reb Shimon lismach ulav, you can lean on Reb Shimon. He'll make sure you don't fall. Kedai lismach ulav, you should lean on Reb Shimon. What does all of this mean? The Raya Mehemne, which is Mekubal from Moshe Rabbeinu, said on Reb Shimon that with the Sefer Zoya Kudish, with this Sefer that you brought to the world, Klal Yisrael is going to be Zoyche to go out of the Gulas. The Sefer Zoya Kudish, the Koyach of Reb Shimon, that is what's going to give us the possibility and the way to go out of Gulas. This long Gulas for so many thousands of years, the koyach that we're going to be able to go through it is with Reb Shimon, with the Zoya HaKodesh. What is this day of Lag BaOmer? What is this koyach of Reb Shimon that we all to take with and tap into and live with and make it part of our lives? I'd like to mention a Gemara in Yevumis tells a story. Tanya, Omer Rebbe Gamliel, Pam Achas Yisi Mahalach Besvina. One time, I was in a ship. About Ve'isi Svina Achas, and I saw another boat, Shanishbira, that broke, never. And the ship was going under. Ve'isi Mitztayer Al Talmud Chochem Shabai, and I had a lot of tzar on the Talmud Chochem that was in that boat, in that ship. Umanu Rav Akiva. That was Rav Akiva. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rav Gamliel says, Geshalisi bi Yabusha. When I got to the Yabusha, I had a lot of tzar. I saw Rav Akiva was drowning. Bu v'yusha v'dal nefune ba'alocha. Rav Akiva himself was there. And he started being done by aloche, with different types of aloches in front of me. And I asked him, Amarti lo, b'ni, mi elcha? Who saved you? How did you get here? What happened? I saw you were drowning. Your whole ship was a rack. Omar Li, Rabbi Kiva answered, Daf shel svinen is damanli. Aboard of the ship was found to me. I found it. It was in the damanli of that ship. V'chol gal v'gal shabur lai. And each and every wave that came against me, na'anaisi loy roshi, I bowed my head to the wave. That's why I got saved. It's a very interesting Gemara. What does it mean? Rabbi Akiva was on a ship. He was on a ship. Why didn't Rabbi Gamliel save him? I mean, he knew that he was drowning. Looks like he was able to see him. What does it mean? Daf shel svinen is damanli. Rabbi Akiva was swimming. And finally, what was the etzah of a kol gal v'gal nanesi lirosh? I bowed my head. Yet Hashem will get back to explain the Gemara. The Yavetz brings down a pshat in the special day of Lag V'Omer. The Yavetz says, and being Reb Shimon brought about the Zayar Kodesh, we're going to have to go into a little bit of Pnimiyas HaTayre, which we're allowed to come in close to the Yom Tov of Lag V'Omer. The Yavetz says, as we know, there are many Sviras, the Esther Sviras. The lowest Svira is the Svira of Hoyt. The Midas of Yisoid and Malchus are Midas Koilalas. They're Koilal all the other Midas. But the last Mida and the last Svira is Hoyt. The day of Lag V'Omer is Hoyt Shabbat Hoyt. We'll soon explain this a little bit, what that means. Says the Yavetz, Hoyt Shabbat Hoyt is the lowest Madrega of Midas that there are. It's the furthest place where a person could end up. And therefore it is as the din is by Bezdin Shekuloi Chayiv. A very interesting aloha in Hilchis Sanhedrin, Hilchis Bezdin, that if there comes a din Torah, Chiv Misa, and the whole Bezdin paskins that this person is Chayiv Misa. The aloha is the opposite than we would think, that he has to be killed. Each and every one of them say that he has to be killed. Madach, when you have a roiv that's rubai kekuloi, you kill him. Avad and avada, when you have a kuloi, when each and every one says that he's chayiv Misa, he's chayiv Misa. However, the aloha is not so. The aloha is that a bezdin shekuloi chayiv, when each and every one says that he's chayiv, he goes out zakai bedin. He goes out zakai bedin, which is a pella. It's the opposite than we would think. What's pshat in such a halacha? Says the Yavetz, Hoyt shebahoyt is the same lechina as bezdin shekulei chayiv, because it's the furthest madrega. It's the lowest madrega. Therefore it is as if it is Bezdin Shekulei Chayiv, and then it's Yutze Zakai. There's no tainus against him. He goes out free, Bidinoi. But this itself begs explanation. Why is that so? A Bezdin Shekulei Chayiv should be Yutze Zakai? Why? Everybody says he's chayiv. Why is he yotze zakai? The Zohar Kodesh brings down on the day of Tisha B'Av is as well a time of the middle of Hoyt. as we say, Nikinis, Gilis Eicha, Hoidi Napach Ulai Lemashchit, Kol Ayayim Duvah. Duvah is the same osius as Hoid. Hoidi, my Hoid is Napach Ulai Lemashchit. So we see from here as well, as the Indian of Hoid is a time when the lowest Madrega is being seen. How do we understand this as Hoid being beautiful? We know Hoid Chavadiracha. Hoid is a lotion of beauty, a shine. Is Hoid Sheba Hoid Kuloi Chayiv? Or is Hoid a shine? The beauty that shines forth. The Gemara Darshins, the Hoid, Zu Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, which was Oyrish Shel Olam. The Gemara Darshins, the Hoid, Zu Beis HaMikdash. So what's going on? Is Hoid the furthest Madrego? Is Hoid Beis HaMikdash? Is it beautiful? Or is it Hoid in Napach Ulai Lamashkis? I would like to tell over a couple stories. All of them true stories. In the Second World War, when the Nazis in Machshamam came into the city of Kruke, they rounded everybody up into the Besmerdish of Reb Isaac Reb Yekel, a well-known Besmerdish in Kruke. Big Bismedish. And all the Eden were inside the Bismedish. They saw a whole group of Nazis schlepping in a Yid who barely looked as a Yid and barely was known as a Yid. He was from the Glazman family. It's an authentic story. Names. This person was a big Sayyidi Yisrael, even though Nebuchadnezzar was a Yid. He had never stepped into this Bismedish before, not with Shushuna, not in Kippur. And a whole time they saw that he was telling the Nazis a mistake, I'm not a Yid, I'm not a Yid. He slapped him into the Besmerdish and they saw that the Nazis themselves were having a difficult time slapping him in. The Nazis came in, opened up the Ohr HaKodesh. Rachmana Litzlan took out a Sefer Torah and they rolled it out on the floor. They took this Yid Glazman and put him in front of the Sefer Torah and told him, you should let yourself out on the Sefer Torah, Rachmana Litzlan. You should be oisit tzruchav on the Sefer Torah. This was in front of the whole Besmerdish, packed with Eden. The Eden turned around, they didn't want to look to see what's going to happen. But lo and behold, what happened was that this Yid said, no, I will not do this. This is our Torah. And the Nazis heard that with such cast, they started beating him, till he was laying on the floor. Bafisus HaKoyches. And then they tried again. It was a big busha for them. They thought that they're going to degrade the Eden by showing them, after he was saying how far he is from Yiddishkeit, that he's going to do it, that will bring a moedike, low feeling to the Eden, the Bismedish, and here just the opposite is happening. They were enraged. And he told him, do it now. And this glazeman did not even have koyach to talk. Just picked up his finger and he went like this. No. I'm not going to do it. And with that, the Nazis in Achshemam took the Sefer Torah, wrapped him around the Sefer Torah and burnt him alive. One story. I heard from a psychologist. He was once working with a parent, a very well-to-do parent. This wasn't here, this was in Eretz Yisrael. About trying to bring about a kesher between the father and the son. It wasn't going well. The father had no feeling towards the son. The father was upset at the son for not turning out the way he programmed him to be. And they were working and working and working. It just wasn't going. He was trying to teach him to bring out his ahava, his feeling towards his son. It just didn't go. Couple months later, he gets a telephone call from this father. The father tells him, I must tell you something that happened to me. I need your help. I was in my office one day, and I get a call from the hospital. The hospital calls me and tells me your son is in critical condition. He was in an accident. Come to the hospital. Might be his last couple hours. When I heard that, I flew out of the office. I got into my car. It was a mess. I didn't get the accident myself. The feelings that started to come out towards my son, the ahava, the rachmunis, I was crying the whole way to the hospital. I couldn't even fathom those feelings that came out at that moment. I never felt it before. I never knew that I had those feelings. And I got to the hospital, and those couple weeks that I was by the bedside of my son, that Baruch Hashem is gesund und stark now, getting better, he's back in yeshiva, school, whatever it was. It was such an enjoyable moment. I was connecting so deeply to my son when he was laying in the bed, not able to move, and especially in the times when he was still very critical. What happened to me? Why can't I have this every day? Why can't I have this all the time? Which the answer was, of course you can. Another story. In Eretz Yisrael, in Zichron Yankiv, there was a yeshiva that opened up. Hebel Yelapian was the mashkiach there. The Rosh Yair, the mayor of the city, was not a firm Yid. However, very strangely, he used to come help all the time, the yeshiva. And many times, he would sit behind the door, he would take a chair or a bench, and listen to the Baal Yishmuzim. He was known not to be very warm to the Frum Yidden, but somehow here he showed his devotion and he would send workers to help the yeshiva all the time. Something very interesting. Nobody asked him. They didn't talk to him too much. So one day he felt he had to give and open up to what's going on here. And he went into the Rebbe and he said, "Aren't you wondering why I'm helping the yeshiva so much, even though I'm not from?" The Rebbe said, "Yes, it's taki interesting." So he said, "Let me tell you the story. I went to yeshiva in Raden, the Chofetz Chaim's yeshiva. I was a good bacher. However, the askula got to me, and I started reading Apikorsisha books. One day, a Naftuli Trap, the Rosh Mesifta, called me into his room. He was always very warm. Now he looked a little bit cold. And he asked him, "Srulik, am I hearing correctly? You that you answered yesterday, 3 Mahalchim, to explain the Zerua, are reading books that are full of apikorsis, aminus?" Which Silik said, "Yes. Listen, there's a bigger world out there. I want to be part of the bigger world, not just the small Raden." And Naftali told him, "But Srulik, look what you're giving up for nothing." To which I said, "There's a bigger world out there. I want to be part of that." And Naftali heard that, he said, "Pack your belongings and leave." I looked at the watch and I said, "The last train left already. Could I stay this one night in the yeshiva?" To which the Naftali said, "No, you have to leave the yeshiva." She says, "But I do not have a place to sleep. What should I do?" Naftali said, "I can't answer that question. Go ask the Chofetz Chaim." Says Srulik, "I went to ask the Chofetz Chaim. I came to the Chofetz Chaim and I told him, the Naftali said I have to leave because I had these books and I'm reading those books of the Askula, Apikorsis. Could I stay one night in the yeshiva?" Chofetz Chaim said, "The yeshiva? Chas v'chalila. An Apikorsis in the yeshiva? Chas v'chalila. Can't stay in the yeshiva." So I said, "But Chofetz Chaim, I don't have where to sleep." To which the Chofetz Chaim looks at me, says, "Azai, you don't have where to sleep? Shulam aleichem, richem abuem. We have a guest in Raden today. I'm so happy. What can I do for you? Come, take something to eat. Let me make a warm drink for you." And he started hugging me and kissing me. And I'm sitting there like, I don't understand what happened over here. I've been thrown out of the yeshiva, and the Chofetz Chaim is hugging me. I was mixed up. But it didn't stop. The Chofetz Chaim put me down a supper. He made a warm tea for me. It was a middle in the winter. It was freezing cold. And then the Chofetz Chaim gave me away his own bed. The Chofetz Chaim was so busy with me. "Ah, Agastin Raden, Brichem Avurim, I'm so happy you're here. What could I do for you? Yeshiva? Out! Can't step foot into the yeshiva now for another minute." "Of our guest in Raden. I have a guest." The Chofetz Chaim did not go to sleep that night. He gave me away his bed. He covered me with a blanket. And the Chofetz Chaim sat and learned the whole night. Before morning, it started to snow again and it got colder. The Chofetz Chaim came over to me, and I made myself as if I was sleeping, took off his coat, and covered me with his coat. Says Zulik, I wasn't able to sleep that night. I did not sleep 1 minute that night. I did not want to lose out looking at such a person. That warmth that I felt that night is running after me till today. I cannot get rid of it. And therefore, whenever I can, I try to help out over here. That warmth of the Chofetz Chaim, on one hand, I was thrown out of the yeshiva. I'm not allowed to step foot in the yeshiva, not one moment, not sleep one moment in the yeshiva. Apikosis. But a yid, a person, the Chofetz Chaim differentiated and was able to see who I am. I'm a yid, I'm a person. And he showed me and gave me all the warmth possible. The Chofetz Chaim, the father with the child that has a car accident, this Glazeman that was Moisen Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem, what happened over here? Let me ask you, it's taka hoy tseba hoy. It's the lowest of the lowest. However, then is the time when the beauty of who we are comes out. No matter how we look, no matter what we do, we are Yidden. Mayim Rabim lo yichvi lechabos esu ahavu. Kal v'choyme ben b'noi shul kal v'choyme. The ahavu that the Rebbeim Shloilem has to each and every Yid. In a hura is lo yish to feel. It's not possible that rivers and oceans could cover up that ahava. It is always there. And ahava, let us explain what ahava means, which is very mistaken today by most of the world. Ahava means acceptance, readiness to feel close within any situation, any circumstance. That is ahava. Accepting a person as he is, no matter what, when, and how. That is ahava. Ahava mekalkalis hashura. The day of Lag BaOmer is a time where Reb Shimon Bar Yochai brought about this ahava. He was megala the ahava that Yidden have to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and the ahava that the Ribbono Shel Olam has to Yidden. Kamayim punim al punim. Al kol pishurim techas ahava. When that feeling of acceptance of a yid towards the Ribbono Shel Olam with any matzav that he's in, and the acceptance of the Ribbono Shel Olam to each and every yid within every matzav that he is. That is Lag BaOmer. Ve'ezdin shekulei chayiv. He goes out zakat. Kulei chayiv. A yid should be kulei chayiv is impossible. A Yid always has a Pintele Yid. And that Yid has a place. This Beinantal Mekoimoi Vainani Vaid Ma'at. The person in Tillim says, if you look into a Yid, there's always a place where the Rishis does not arrive at. There's a Pintele Yid that Pintele stays Shemin Tur. Shemin Zayizach. That fire can never be extinguished. If it's a Bezdin that is Rubai Chayev, there's one that says he still is a Zakai, then he deserves the Einik. But if it's Kulai Chayev, if nobody could find that Pintele Yid, he's Yutze Zakai. Says the Yavit, Hoyt Shebehoyt, is Bezdin Shekulai Chayev. The lowest Madrege, that's when that Pintele Yid comes out, and therefore the Simcha is so great. The Chassam Sofer says, Aduv v'noyre v'nifle. Somebody asked him about what he told him a couple of years ago about Lag V'Omer. The Lushan Chassam Sofer, let me read. Agale l'tzenua mashen nigle li b'inyan zeh v'ezis l'shan yizbuch. I'll give you over what was revealed to me. Now when the Chassam Sofer says what was revealed to me, that means to say from Eliyahu Hanavi or from the Bezdin Shel Ma'ala. It does not mean to say what he understood mitoich his own pshat in the sugya. Ma'asin niglali, and this is found kama po'omim in the Chassam Sofer. And he goes on to explain, just like we say, and we see in the Siddurim, that every day the Sviya Soim is connected one of the Sviyas. Let me say over, from the Novominsky Rebbe, my uncle, Sozan Gesintin Stark, he says always, when it comes to Sviya, all of the sudden, the Nyone Kabbalah got put into the Siddur. All of a sudden, you see Sviris, Netzach, Hoy, Yisoyd, Malchus, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. What happened over here? We don't find that any other place. If you look in the Mekabulim Siddurim, you'll see that all over. But in every Pusha to Siddur, all of a sudden comes to Sviris Oymer. There are all different types of words there that we don't understand. Sviris, Al Kapunim, we see that it is negate each and every one when it comes to Svira Sa'imah. Says the Chassam Sofer, just as we count, start counting down, starting Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoyt, and Lag Ba'omer is the day of Hoyt Sheba Hoyt, but there's another Cheshbin, and that is when starting the opposite way, starting from Malchus Sheba Malchus. The difference is, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes is Milmala Lamata, Kaviyuchol, when the Ebayna Shloilam, Mitzade Ebayna Shloilam, coming down to this world, it starts off Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes, Netzach, Hoy, Yisoyd, Malchus. But our Avoide, Milmata Lamala, going up, that starts the first day Malchus of the Malchus. Says the Chassam Sofer, "V'yom lamed gimel u'ahepech melmala lemata hoyt sheba hoyt, u'melmata lemala going down back up is tiferes sheba tiferes." On the day of Lag Ba'omer, both of these come together. Melmala lemata, the Rebbein Shlom sees us ador shekulei chayiv, sees us hoyt sheba hoyt. But milmata lemala, when we are in that massive of hoyt sheba hoyt, that's when the tiferes sheba tiferes, which means beauty as well, tiferes Yisrael, Hishlech Mishamayim Eretz Tiferes Yisroel, but you see the Tiferes Yisroel. On the day of Hoyche Behoyg, that's when Tiferes Rebbe Tiferes comes about, as we saw before in these stories. In the lowest Madrega of Klal Yisroel, the biggest beauty and the nicest beauty of Klal Yisroel comes about. Therefore, we can understand what the Pshimin said, Yichol Ani Lifta Sa'ilon Min Hadin. Avada, when we bring out that Nekuda Pnimius of a Yid, which is Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol went in Lifnai V'Lifnim, which each and every Yid went in together with the Kohen Gadol, Lifnai V'Lifnim, that is Miramis, and that there's no such thing as a Yid that loses that Pintel Yid, that a Havit to the Ribono Shel Olam. Sometimes it's only brought out in the worst matzavim, in the most difficult matzavim that I have it. But it's there. Mayim rabim lo yichli l'chabes esu ha'ave. And therefore, yuchel lifter so'ilim yidus ha'din, just as Yom Kippur, we get nifter from all din that we have. Let us go back to the Gemudah. Rabbi Gamliel found Rabbi Akiva. Asvina shenishbira. Rabbi Akiva, if we could say, had chuv dalet aleph talmidim that went nifter. Now let us think into this a moment. 24,000. When was the last time any of us saw 24,000 people? Maybe by a ball game. 24,000 talmidim. And they were nifter within a couple weeks. Let us try to think how Rebbe Akiva, Rebbe Shechiva, would feel. And let us not forget where Rebbe Akiva came from. Rebbe Akiva was not born at a Shechiva. Rebbe Akiva worked very hard, many, many years. He started the Aleph Beis when he was 40 years old. He worked hard. And not too many years later, the Ribono Shel Olam took away everything that he worked on. 24,000 Talmidim were nifter. Came the day of Lag BaOmer that they stopped. The normal feeling would have been to throw back the keys to the Ribono Shel Olam and say, if you don't want it, I don't want it. If what I did till now is not good for you, I failed. I'm a failure. And close up shop. What did Rebbe Akiva do? Lag BaOmer. Rebbe Akiva and Lag BaOmer started again with five Talmidim. As a Shimon being one of those five. Ki lo yisishuchach mipi zaroi. Reb Shimon ba yechui. Netzach yisru lo yishake. Rabbi Akiva did not give up. He was not miyayish. Said, Ribono Shel Olam, this is what you want. I'm asking. I'm going further. I'm going on. We're starting from anew right now. A person feels he started so many times, he tried so hard, it didn't go. I could be miyayish. I was chus to be miyayish. This is what the Ribono Shel Olam is showing me. Rebbe Akiva taught us, no. Start again. Today it will go. Yesterday it didn't, but today it will go. Today it will be better. Today you can bring out your koiches that are hidden, that you did not know that you have. Your pintel yid can come about now. Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Akiva on a svina shenishbira. His whole ship was broken. He was a wreck. He was finished. He was in that ocean, about to drown. Lo and behold, he finds him on the Yabusa.
Asked Rabbi Akiva,
what happened? Says Rabbi Akiva, Davshel Svina Nizdamenli. Davshel Svina. Is the Shetei Veshin Samach Dalit. That are the amount of days that we have in the year. Rabbi Akiva said, I took Chizit. The moment before wasn't good. This moment is good. What was before is not right now. Each and every day is a new day to start from fresh. Each and every moment is a new minute. Just like the Rebbeinu Shloim has acceptance to each and every Yid, in any matziv, in any mitzvah that he is, so also each and every Yid has to accept the Rebbeinu Shloim with a kesha ahava, as we mentioned before, in each and every situation. Rebbeinu Shloim, this is what you want, I'm maskim, it's good, I'm mekabel, I'm going further, I'm plugging on. I'll call gal the gal, na naimi lirosh. I shuffled my head instead of going against the waves. I bowed my head and accepted. Let the wave pass over and I picked myself up afterwards. Gal is lamid gimel. That's miramis and lag ba'omer. That is the koyach of lag ba'omer. That a Yid could always feel in any situation he is. Rebbeinu Shloim, my ahava to you is undisturbed, and I'm going to accept anything and everything that comes about and start from fresh. No year starting again. This is the day of Lag Ba'omer. The Zohar Kodesh brings out the habit that the Rebbeinu Shloim has to Klal Yisroel, the habit that Klal Yisroel has to the Rebbeinu Shloim. Or hayikoyd hem yoyktim, as we say, mezemer bayichui, as we make the fire on Lag Ba'omer. Or hayikoyd hem yoyktim, as yishetavis aya, I will be. One of the shemis of the Rebbeinu Shloim. But the pshat in that is the koyach of Lag Ba'omer. The fire that a Yid has within him is he could be with each any situation. It's not I was, I could be. Aya, I will be. Instead of drowning in that yam, instead of drowning in those waves that somebody might feel are coming against him, he bows his head, accepts, has appreciation to whatever the Rebbeinu Shloim gives him, and says, I'm not giving up, I'm starting again. Within this matziv, this is who I want, this is who I am, and this is who I will connect to. That is the habit that comes about on this day of Lag Ba'omer. And Memeila, we could understand that this is the koyach of Klal Yisrael to go through the gulis. As it's becoming so much more difficult, and as the tzuris only get worse and worse, and the feelings of ahava that the gas is trying to bring about to put out those feelings of ahava that a Yid has to the Rebbeinu Shloim, now so much more is the time to fire up and to ignite that fire that each and every Yid has, that neshama, that that chalek alekai mimal, that pintle Yid that never gets extinguished. The day of Lag Ba'omer is to be mizbonen, to think into this, to feel this, to realize this, to internalize this. And with that, the Rebbeinu Shloim will bring about the Oiro Shal Mashiach that each and every Yid will bring out by himself will come about as well with the Koyach of Reb Shimon Bayechui. Until that will be Zoyche to the first and Yeshua's, the first HaNefesh and the first HaGuf. And will be able to bring about the Gula Shleimu with the Bias Mashiach to Kaini, B'mhaida, B'yamaini, Oman.